dictation for Roscoe, R-O-S-C-O-E, Greer, G-R-E-E-R, November 30, 42. Address as a letter to Dr. Michael Stack, S-T-A-C-K, 875-5023. Dear Dr. Stack, follow up for Mr. Greer. Advanced renal failure, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, last visit in February. High blood pressure at home. Comes in a wheelchair. Morbid obesity. Denies vomiting. Bowel problems. No hospital visit. Has edema lower extremities with ulcerations. Wound clinic. Chronic dyspnea. Sleep apnea on treatment, denies the use of oxygen. Other review system is negative, medication list review, remains anticoagulated Eliquis for deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, tolerating Lasix, Jardiance, beta blockers, on insulin. Weight unable to be performed. At home has been in the 310s. Blood pressure runs in the 170s over 60s. I repeat, was 130 over 64. I don't hear localized RALS or pericardial RAP. There is obesity of the abdomen interfering with palpable of internal organs, severe edema, next paragraph, chemistries from May, creatinine 2.48 has been progressive over time, representing a GFR of 25 stage 4, labs review. Next paragraph, assessment and plan CKD stage 4 appears progressive. Prior imaging and blood test suggests of liver cirrhosis. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. There is anemia but has not required EPO treatment. Present sodium potassium acid base stable. There is low albumin proteinuria. There has been no need for phosphorus binders, normal calcium. Update urine for protein creatinine ratio. Update kidney ultrasound post void and echocardiogram. Continue chemistry on a regular basis. Increase Lasix to 60 milligrams, the importance of salt fluid restriction, prolonged visit,